By legalizing recreational marijuana, Nevada voters have opened up the door for new businesses eager to serve this growing market. But as Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick reports, getting into the retail cannabis game comes at a high cost.
This is where the magic happens. These are all of our flower samples here. We have purchased some on the wholesale market, but 90% of what you see here, we have grown ourselves.
Aaron Swan is the general manager of Silver State Relief, a medical marijuana dispensary, producer, and cultivator in Sparks. The company is one of nearly 200 medical marijuana license holders in Nevada and has plans to serve the newly legal retail market.
Going forward, for the recreational side, this will be a hallway. We will put a 6-foot door in here to pass through the recreational side.
A construction crew is busy expanding the existing building, which is nestled in between a gas station and a sandwich shop.
We are adding on. It's simply because the capacity of the building right now is such that we can't really handle an anticipated recreational customer base.
That base is projected to be significant. According to the Marijuana Business Daily, nationwide sales of retail marijuana are estimated at more than $2.5 billion this year alone. But that opportunity comes with significant challenges.
We are cash only. You can't get a bank to accept marijuana deposits.
Because it's still federally illegal, financial institutions with FDIC protections are hesitant to get involved.
Until we can get more banking in more states, it's going to be a difficult thing for business owners to handle all of that cash.
That's Scott Jordan. He's the director of business development at Dynamic Alternative Financing, a Colorado-based firm that helps cannabis companies in that state find financial lenders and partners. He says with limited options for capital, cannabis companies are forced to look for private investment, which comes at a premium.
Prices and rates are going to be higher because private money costs money. With the exception of real estate being in the single digits, you're looking at rates that are going to be anywhere from the low teens to the high teens, depending on risk.
On top of that, there are additional state regulations and some hefty fees that could hamper momentum. For one, the law states that to apply for a retail marijuana establishment license, companies must first be operating in good standing within the medical marijuana industry. Stephanie Klapstein is the spokesperson for the Nevada Department of Taxation, the agency charged with regulating retail cannabis.
So it's the folks who have a proven track record of compliance in the industry, and that's really who we're opening it up to.
Scott Jordan says one of the biggest challenges for cannabis companies lies within IRS Code 280E, which limits the expenses that companies in the drug trade can deduct from their federal tax return.
Roughly 25 to 30% of your expenses, you know, which are personnel, rent, all of the advertising, all of the normal kind of expenses that a business has, are unable to be deducted. So what happens is they pay their taxes on a higher amount of gross profit than they would if they were a normal business.
That IRS code was introduced back in the 80s to limit the amount of deductions made from companies or individuals engaged in illegal drug trafficking. Marijuana, being a Schedule I controlled substance under federal law, is still subject to this rule. Aaron Swan with Silver State Relief says this code is the single biggest financial challenge.
I can even understand the banking, the federal oversight, and with banks that are FDIC insured. They're nervous. That I can accept, but that the IRS code, you know, we are legitimate business. We're sanctioned by the state. We are well run by successful business people, and it makes it so difficult to operate and be profitable.
Swan says he understands that operating in this industry is a privilege, and he's not sure what the future holds. But for now, he's doing all he can to be ready for retail cannabis sales, which start on July 1st. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.